This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We should all just face it, I think. This is a Silicon economy, and we are just living in it. Cities and regions all across the country are desperate to attract high-tech startups. Whether it's the Silicon Prairies of the Midwest or Silicon Beach in Los Angeles, city budgets would love them, a piece of that Silicon pie. Marketplace's David Weinberg took a trip down south to Silicon Bayou, if you will, to see how Louisiana is trying to lure tech to the swamp.
When I walked into Cap de Ville in downtown New Orleans, there was only one other person at the bar, a guy on his laptop, nursing a glass of red wine. But within an hour, the place was packed.
Cap de Ville was originally opened as a rock and roll whiskey-themed bar, and we evolved into this hub for this really awesome tech group of New Orleans.
Maisha Dunn has been a bartender at Cap de Ville since it opened 4 years ago. Many of the regulars work next door at a co-working space called Launchpad.
I'm going to throw something in here, too. So for
I wandered over to Launchpad, where Paul Thiel was leading a monthly gathering of video game developers. Before moving here, Thiel worked for EA on the blockbuster game Madden. He moved to New Orleans to work for TurboSquid, a company with 80 employees.
TurboSquid is it's a marketplace similar to like a stock photo marketplace, like iStockPhoto or Getty Images or something, but focused on 3D models.
When you play a video game or watch a Pixar movie, every object on the screen has to be made by a game developer or an animator, or they could buy those objects on TurboSquid. Thiel pulls up a digital model that's a replica of the microphone I'm holding.
You can see the lines on it. That's the actual mesh. So that's how he built it.
The price, $199. TurboSquid could be headquartered anywhere, but when it comes to hiring employees, New Orleans has an advantage over cities where the living expenses are higher.
I feel like it was the best move I've ever made. I love living here.
What is also luring tech companies to Louisiana is some of the most generous tax credits in the country. Digital media companies can get 25% back on what they spend on production and 35% on payroll. Electronic Arts built its North American testing center in Baton Rouge and says it brought in nearly $7 million in payroll to the state. Chris Schultz is the founder of Launchpad and has his own startups. He's also a self-described Pied Piper of Silicon Bayou.
Well, I think there's businesses where you have a natural competitive advantage by being in New Orleans.
For startups that want to develop software related to food or music or the oil and gas industry, Silicon Bayou is ideal. And, says Schultz, the culture of New Orleans itself is a big draw.
New Orleans serves as kind of this creative muse for a lot of people.
But at the same time, the idea of a Silicon Bayou or a Silicon Prairie, Silicon you name it, is becoming meaningless because technology is becoming a part of all businesses.
A lot of traditional industries are becoming kind of tech-enabled. They're becoming, you know, as Marc Andreessen says, software is eating the world.
To understand what happens when software eats the world, I talked to Brian Bordanik, the CEO of Dinner Lab, a New Orleans startup that built software to eat, appropriately, the restaurant industry.
So Dinner Lab hosts pop-up events in about 10 cities across the United States.
Dinner Lab is a 21st century supper club. Members pay an annual fee plus an additional $50 to $70 per dinner, where up-and-coming chefs serve food in places like warehouses and rooftops. But the whole experience is really about data. It comes in the form of feedback cards.
Typically, restaurants see about 0.25% of people who actually fill out feedback cards. We bat about 95%.
Dinner Club is essentially a focus group. Bordanik believes that the feedback his company provides chefs will help them plan new menus and take some of the risk out of opening a new restaurant. When Bordanik started Dinner Lab, several people told him that no one would fund a New Orleans startup.
You know, we're living proof to say it's not true. We had one employee this time last year, and we have 50 now.
In New Orleans, I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.